We are going back now to Hilchos Brachos. We are in Simen Nun Hey. We're about to begin the Halachos of Kaddish. Today we will be doing the first two Sifim of Nun Hey. The Mechaber begins Omrim Kaddish. We are now after Yishtabach, and the Mechaber says to say Kaddish. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a few Halachos here with regard to Kaddish. First of all, that it is best to be Memayit B'Kaddishim. Means you don't just get together and every time you learn something, say Kaddish. The halacha is you can say Kaddish, the Mishnah Berurah said before, after three psukim, after learning some halacha followed by agada. Nevertheless, you don't just do it for the sake of saying Kaddish. The next thing is the Mishnah Berurah says that with regard to Kaddish and even Chazaras Hashatz, if you have a minyan of people where nobody really knows Hebrew, the halacha is that you can actually have, you can hold a minyan with Chazaras Hashatz and Kaddish and Kedusha, do everything in a different language, if it's the language that they understand. Okay, so we go further. Ve'ein omrim also b'pachas me'asora mi'yud. You cannot say it with fewer than 10 people. He will tell us who these people are, but first you need the number 10. We learn this out of the pasuk of v'nikdashti b'sog b'nei Yisrael. We learn gzeira shava toch to the meraglim. They are called Eda Hara, and the Meraglim included 12, 10 of whom were Eda Hara, the other two were Yeshua and Kalev. So the Gemara there learns out that you need ten people. Now, the question is, when do you need these 10 people? The Taz's Shita is that all you need are the 10 people for Kaddish. That which we are saying the Kaddish on, that which was Machai of the Kaddish, does not need 10. According to the Taz, therefore, if you're up to Yishtabach, or you said anything else, say you said some Tehillim, you learned something, there was Agada afterwards, and then the 10th person walks in, you can say Kaddish immediately. That's the Shita of the Taz. The Magen Avraham is Cholek and says that you need 10 people at the time that you said the Psukim that is Mechayev Kaddish. The Achronim makes something of a pshara. What they say is that the Magen Avraham perhaps would be moda, that if you're talking about the place of saying it, even though, meaning if you're talking about saying Kaddish after Yishtabach, or you're talking about Kaddish in Mariv just before Shmoneh Esrei, there, since that is the place of the Kaddish, we do not say that it's the Psukim alone that are the Mechayev. There you can say it even if you didn't have a minyan at the time you said Yishtabach, for example. On the other hand, if you're talking about saying it after Psukim, the Shir Shalyom, for example, or the beginning of Psukim Zimra, for those who say Kaddish after Mizmor Shir Chanukas, there we are Machmir, and we say at least three Psukim when the 10 people are there, once you had the minyan. You don't need all 10 saying the Psukim. You need at least one person that says three Psukim at a time that there were 10 people in Shul. Further, Zachorim, they must be male. Bnei Chorin, they cannot be slaves. Gedolim, they must be above bar mitzvah. The Mechaber says, Sheheviyu bei saros, that they are physically mature. We will later see that the Mechaber says that once they're bar mitzvah, we can make the assumption that they are. The Mechaber then goes on and says, Hu adin l'kedushu, baruchu shein emarim v'pachas ba'asara. The same thing goes for kedushin, baruchu, that you need 10. Now, this is referring to the people that make up the minyan. The Mishnah Berurah here brings down that the Pri Chodesh was very upset about the idea of a katan saying Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. And he says that a katan should not be saying Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu to be motzi the tzibur, even though you have 10 adults that make up the minyan. The katan should not be the one saying the Kaddish, Kedusha, and Baruch Hu. There are various minhagim in that. When it comes to Kaddish Yosem, so a katan can say it. With regard to the other Kaddishim and Baruch Hu, generally speaking, we make sure that the one who says it is a gadol. There are those that are makel that even a katan says Baruch Hu. That is generally not the minhag of Ashkenaz. Now, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down, what happens if two people are saying Kaddish simultaneously? So if they're synchronized, you answer at the time that they both get up to the places to answer. What happens if they're out of sync? What happens if one's ahead of the other? So if it's within Kedei Dibur, if it's within the time that you can say Shalom Alecha Rabbi Amori, if it's Tol Kedei Dibur, just answer one. If it's more than Kedei Dibur, you actually answer both of them. So you could say Amen and Amen Yehishmei Rabba twice. For some reason, the Mishnah Brewery here sends you to the Achronim to look up the halacha of a person who was created by Sefer HaYetzira, if he is mitzaref to a minyan. It sounds like to the Chafetz Chaim that was something that was nogeya. Now, with regard to kadeshim, there are seven kadeshim that are a chiyuv to be said and heard every day. We learn it out of Sheva Bayom Hilal Ticha. These are the only kadeshim that are a chiyuv. All the other kadeshim are a reshus. What are the seven kadeshim? So, the seven kadeshim are the kadesh after Yishtabah before Baruch Hu, the kadesh after the chotzi kadesh after Chazaros Hashatz, and kadesh Teskabel, the kadesh after Aleinu. The kadesh after Aleinu is a chov, we'll be seeing later. Really, if there's no one to say it, someone should go ahead. Even though there's no chiv to say it, someone should say it, because it's one of the seven kadeshim. In Mincha, the kadesh after Ashrei is also one of the seven kadeshim. The kadesh Teskabel after Mincha is also the one after Chazaros Hashatz is also. So we have two in Mincha now. In Mariv, interestingly enough, it is only the kadesh that one says before Shmon Esrei. The Kaddish after Shmon Esrei does not count as one of the Sheva Kaddishim. The Mishnah Berurah sends us to the Levush to know the reason. The Levush says that since Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Chazal did not make it a Chover. We'll see later, it was only Klal Yisrael that was Makabal on itself to Daven Mariv, but initially it was not made as a Chiyuv. Therefore, they did not make the Kaddish after Shmon Esrei a Chiyuv, whereas the Kaddish before Shmon Esrei is following Birkas Kriyishma. Kriyishma at night is a Daraisa. So there, Chazal counted that as one of the seven Kadeshim. So we have four Kadeshim in the morning, two at Mincha, and then another one at Marv that make up the seven. With regard to this, that the Mechaber says that you cannot have Kedusha, Baruch Hu, or Kaddish without a minyan, Habat Chazaras Hashatz, says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason why you need Asara for Chazaras Hashatz is because in Chazaras Hashatz we say Kedusha. It is for the sake of the Kedusha. We're going to see at a different point that it would sound like the Mechaber really holds that you need Asara for the Chazaras Hashatz itself. But here, the Mishnah Berurah learns that that's only because of Kedusha. Siv Beis, in Hischil Lomar Kaddish o Kedusha ba'asara, V'yotzu Miktsason, if in the middle of Kaddish or Kedusha some of them left, Gomrim Oso ho Kaddish o Osa Kedusha shehischil. The halacha is the Kaddish or Kedusha can be completed even though you no longer have a minyan. V'hushin ishtayru ruban, with the condition that you still have a rove, that six people are still left. So if you started with 10, four walked out in the middle of Kaddish, you can complete Kaddish. Now the halacha is that it's not only, we're going to see this in Siv Gimel yet, that you didn't actually have to start Kaddish, but even if you begin that which is Machai of the Kaddish, the halacha is that you can continue and say the Kaddish itself. This does not apply to the next thing, though. So, for example, if you started Chazaras Hashatz with 10 and they walked out, you finish Chazaras Hashatz, we're going to see that you say the Kaddishim afterwards, you couldn't duchen. You can say Alakenu v'alakavaseinu of Nesias Kapayim, but the actual Nesias Kapayim is considered something else, and it needs a minyan. If you did not have a minyan at the time you're saying Nesias Kapayim, at the time of Nesias Kapayim, you cannot say it. So that was the Mechaber. The Ramah adds, with regard to this person leaving, even though he did not deprive us of the ability to continue Kaddish because he left, and the halacha is that when you leave in the middle, you can continue it anyway, leaving itself and breaking a minyan is an Avera. Mikol makom Averi hi lotzeis v'aleihem nemar v'ozvei Hashem yikalu. Aval nisharu yud, if there's a minyan anyway, mutter lotzeis. It is mutter to leave in the middle of Kaddish if one has to, if there's going to be a minyan there anyway. But he should not be breaking the minyan. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only referring to that thing itself. Like, he can't leave in the middle of Kaddish. The fact that someone was there in the beginning of davening and makes up part of the minyan is not machayev him to stay till the very end of davening. Other people should perhaps come and take his place. So that it's only that particular inyan. If he's there for Birkas Krishna, he stays till the end. If he's there for Shmona Esrei, he stays till the end. But we would not be mechayev somebody to stay for the entire davening just because he was there, he was there in the very beginning. Now the Mishnah Brura is mistapek if you had a minyan and one left, so you're now saying kaddish with nine. Is it usur for one of those nine to leave? Meaning once you lost your minyan anyway, and kaddish you continue saying anyway. So is there any significance of the fact that you're saying kaddish, you're completing kaddish with eight rather than nine? He's mistapik, it's a tzarechi and gadol, whether or not the ninth person is allowed to leave.